Damascus has been attacked and destruction is all over the place. We've talked with L.A. Marzulli in the past about this, and we're seeing what maybe the Bible has been talking about unfold right before our very eyes. And in the skies, we have seen drones appear on eastern seaboard, western seaboards, and there's been a lot of talk about where these have actually come from. There's a lot of questions, and even President Donald Trump has weighed in on some of this. But with me today is L.A. Marzulli to talk about all this and more. L.A., it's great to have you with us.
Great to be here, John. Thanks once again for having me here. Appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about the drones, because this is really catching a lot of people's attention. Mm-hmm. Anytime that there's something up in the sky and we don't know what it is, I mean, this is technically a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. It's not, we don't know where they came from, or at least publicly. And so when we started seeing these, it's actually kind of funny because we had this whole Cliff Hyde prediction from 2009 that 39 days after the Joe Rogan interview of Donald Trump, we would start to see these UFOs in the sky, UFOs fighting UFOs and jets. And we didn't see that exactly, but we did start seeing these drones. I don't want to weigh in on that weird prophecy there, but LA, what are these things that we're seeing in the skies?
Well, I did a show on it, and I'm kind of do an update on it maybe today or tomorrow. I wrote about this, 2008 in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. That book is out of print. We're actually thinking about doing a second edition. It needs to come back. Mm-hmm. In print. And what I talked about, and before I give you the punchline, let's kind of walk through what we're seeing. First of all, if the military, as Trump says, the military knows exactly what they're looking at. Otherwise, these things would be blown out of the sky. Why haven't they dispatched, you know, attack helicopters, jets, whatever? They haven't, and they haven't done that for a reason. So the military and the inner circle of the government, they know exactly what's going on. They're not being straight with the American people. That leads to why? Why aren't they being straight? One scenario, and this is the scenario I'm going to go with, because I truly believe this is what's happening. I wrote about this when Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural came out. And I think it was in 2007, 2008, right around in that window of time. We know when the former Soviet Union collapsed, completely collapsed, there were suitcase nukes. Mm. What's a suitcase nuke? It's a nuclear device about the size of a Foot Locker. And when they have the activation codes and the fission and all the material in that suitcase nuke, when it would detonate, you'd get a mushroom cloud. You'd get Hiroshima, essentially. That's what you'd get. Maybe not quite as large, but you'd get something like that. So they don't have the activation codes. It's no longer a mushroom cloud, but what it is a dirty nuke. Mm-hmm. Essentially, you park this thing in a city someplace, and you put some C4 on it, and you detonate it, and you've just turned Hollywood or the New York Stock Exchange or downtown Paris, France, into Chernobyl. Can't go there. It's all irradiated. Here's the kicker. And this is documented. This is not conspiracy theorists. It is absolutely documented. There's a book I had in my library. I had several books on this, talking about what happened at the collapse of the former Soviet Union. So scientists found themselves out of work. And they began to work in the black market. Gee, what a concept. And they were selling these suitcase nukes to individuals who you would call terrorists today. That's what they sold them to. Black market. So here's the deal. The southern border is wide open in the 90s. Completely wide open. Anybody just walk through like they can today.
Right, same deal. Right.
And so would a terrorist organization buy these things and then put them in the United States? Very possible. So here's the scenario. Let's say that that's true. Let's say terrorist organizations bought a bunch of these things and planted them in different cities in the United States. Well, that fits what we're seeing because it's on the East Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, and the West Coast. Hmm. Notice they don't care about the heartland, but they care about the coast because that's where the major population centers are, especially on the East Coast. It's very, very condensed. Very, very condensed. So I think that the drones could be sniffers. What I mean by that, they're flying the drones looking for spikes in radioactivity. And if they find a spike, they send in ground forces. This happened a few years back. I believe it was in New York City where, and I remember, you know, typical, it's there in the news cycle and then it just disappears. You can't find it. But this street was quadranted off, completely sealed off. These guys in hazmat suits go into this building. They come out with something from the building. They're full-blown hazmat suits, the whole deal, not making this stuff up. So if there's a dirty nuke, that would explain a lot. If that, in fact, in other words, let's just say this group of terrorists went to one of our enemies and said, we've got these dirty nukes in these cities, and we'll tell you where they are, and we can detonate them for, you know, X amount of whatever. And so let's just say, to continue that scenario, that people in our government have found out about this. And that's why all these drones are up in the air sniffing and looking for spikes in radioactivity. Because these things will, you know, you have background radiation. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You can take a Geiger counter. You can see what the background radiation is. Go to a cattle mutilation site, walk 20 feet away from the cattle, and you get a reading. Then you move the meter right next to the cow that's been mutilated, and the needle goes, so obviously something's going on there. That's not normal. It's the same thing here. So they've got the drones, and, you know, I've heard things like it's non-human technology that back engineered from Area S4, Area 51. That's conjecture. Who knows? For me right now, from what I know, I think that they're sniffing. They're looking for spikes in the radio, you know, radioactivity. And that's what I think we're looking at. I think there's dirty bombs that have been implanted in the cities. And can you imagine if one goes off, right? It changes everything. Now we're looking at martial law. You can't travel anywhere. You know, papers, please. Bleep, ba, 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 ba. Quarantines. You know, you can't travel from point A to point B anymore. You can't go from Los Angeles to San Francisco. Can't do anything. Everything is shut down. Everything is shut down. Maybe that's the end game here.
Let's take a look at what President Donald Trump was just asked about this. And let's hear what he had to say.
That are flying around New Jersey ports. It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
It appears that he has had some sort of a briefing, but
I'm sure he's had a briefing on it.
Yeah. So I do find it interesting, though, that he believes that it would be better if people knew what was actually going on, but the government's not saying it. Why do you think that the government isn't saying it? If it's what you're speculating, what would be the benefit of keeping that a secret and letting people speculate as opposed to telling people the truth?
If you told people the truth, it would create mass panic. Everybody's going, I got to get out of the city. I got to get out of the city. They're not going to plant a dirty nuke in Nebraska in a cornfield. That ain't going to happen. That's not what they're going to do. It's going to be in a city, in New York City, highly densely populated. And then all hell breaks loose. All it takes is one of these things to go off. If, in fact, that scenario is viable, if that's what we're looking at. But right now, from what I know, and I'm just Joe Citizen here. I don't have any intel coming in from somebody going, L.A., this is a secret, you know, mission here. And I'm giving you secret intel. I mean, it's like, you know, who knows? I'm just looking at what I'm seeing and applying critical thinking on some level and going, If these were hostiles, the government would be blasting these things out of the air. They would have captured two or three of them, And they would have had a press conference and showed everybody, this is what we're looking at. These are from, you know, country XYZ. This is a threat, but guess what? They can't penetrate us, blah, blah, blah. And we've actually sent a liaison over to country XYZ and threatening them with, you know, sanctions or who knows what. But that's not what we're seeing. What we're seeing is these things fly over. I mean, I just read this, that, you know, Wright-Patterson Field is closed down. Hello. I mean, Wright Pat, are you kidding me? You know, you can't fly over Wright Pat. Mm-hmm. So Wright Pat's closed down. I mean, so the government knows exactly what it's doing and knows exactly what it's looking for. And to me, the scenario that fits it best is there's a suitcase nuke that's in, and probably more than one, because the Russians had a whole bunch of these things. Numbers, I don't have numbers.
And if these sightings are spread out all throughout the country, I mean, all over the Eastern Seaboard and even parts of California, too.
And that's what you would do. I mean, if you're a terrorist and you want to destroy America and you want to completely bring it down, that's what you do. And guess what? In Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, I posited that America is not in Bible prophecy. Now, people will say the young lions. Okay, I get that. You know, the young lions, the whole thing. Have you come to take spoil? Ezekiel 38, all this. And that's true. We might be looking at something like that. I get that. But I've always thought that the United States fractures into geographic regions. The Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic states, the Southern states, Midwest, you know, the Four Corners, the Left Coast, whatever. I mean, I think that's what it could happen. Because a friend of mine, Mike Hamilton down in West Texas, basically said it very succinctly. What do the people in Portland, Oregon have with the people in West Texas? Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. They are like this. They're on different planets. Mm-hmm. Here we are. And so that could happen. But here's the deal. You get something, and you're in Florida. So when a hurricane comes, the freeways get clogged. Everybody starts panicking. The grocery stores are completely raided. Right. Stripped of everything within less than 24 hours. Gas lines.
There's like Facebook groups that are saying you can get bottled water here, and then all of a sudden there's a mad dash to go get bottled water at this Publix or Walmart. Yeah,
which is why you stockpile ahead of time.
Yep.
Not because you're gonna hunker down for the tribulation. We're not doing that. I don't think we're here for the tribulation. Okay. So I'm not, but I do have, you know, bottled water, and I've got food in my root cellar and all this other stuff. Yeah, because stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Now, the Santa Anas are supposed to come in here tomorrow. And once again, Southern California Edison is threatening to turn off the power, and they probably will turn off the power. And now we're sitting here with generators going. So that's another story. But we know and the government knows this. You have an event like a hurricane, and immediately panic happens. You have a fire that's in the Santa Monica Mountains, and the gas lines. And what people don't understand is in our country, the infrastructure is phenomenal. And I challenge your listeners, next time you're in Costco, instead of looking at the stuff here, look up at the racks.
Mm-hmm.
Look up at the racks. That's what I do. And you will see that this is the greatest country in the history of the world. You will see, and it's coast to coast, those racks are full of stuff. Because the infrastructure works, because the trucks are coming in to the loading dock in the back every 24 hours. And the same thing at the markets. Every 24 hours, that truck is there. That's why when you go to the market, you only have, you know, three or four things on that shelf. That's it. Three or four deep. That's it. And it's always restocked. That's what they do at 2:00 in the morning. It's always restocked. So if the trucks stop rolling, then nothing gets restocked. And this is why the markets are picked clean in less than 24 hours. That's what American people don't understand. Well, if something happens, I'll just trot down to the market and stock up on food. You can't, because it's already been picked clean for the most part, unless you're the first guy in line. So the government knows all this, and they're avoiding the panic. However, if something does go off, and now we get into the conspiracy stuff. Is it a false flag? Is it a psyop? You know, are we looking at stuff that happened, let's say, during COVID, lockdowns, you know, social distancing completely made up? There's no scientific basis
behind
that at all. You know, the idea of a face mask, it doesn't work. There was one video, one of my favorite videos on YouTube. So the guy puts, like Dr. Fauci, he puts on his mask, but before he puts on his mask, he takes a drag of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Then he holds it and puts on his mask, and then he just blows the smoke out, and it just goes like this. It's just like, excuse me, these things aren't working at all. My favorite is when the people wear the mask like this, but they keep their nose exposed. So what's happening is they've got their mask on, oh my gosh. But, oh, I mean, it's just, it's insane. And you see people running around like this. It's like, what are you doing here?
But at least they can't spit on me whenever they're talking. That was the only benefit of that. Yeah.
I think the government knows exactly what they're dealing with. And I'm leaning towards, this is not a drill. They are trying to find something. They're trying to find, and to me, what they're trying to find is a suitcase nuke, a dirty nuke.
Yeah. So, LA, I know one of the things that you and I have talked about before is these UAPs that are not drones. They're often seen around nuclear activity. And always with the props. There we go.
Always with the props.
But they're often seen around military installations and nuclear activity. Can you comment about that? I mean, if this is drones that are just looking for, they're sniffer drones, what makes them different than the UAPs? And why are these not UAPs, in your opinion?
So the 17th rung on the ladder of disclosure, rungs of disclosure, shameless plug. Here's the 17th rung right here, the end game. And in the book also, I want to show you one more thing here. Yeah, right here. Chapter 14, the 13th rung, Robert Salas, UFO encounter over the Malmstrom Air Force Base. My good friend, the late Richard Shaw, my former business partner, now it's Gil Zimmerman and I have been doing 10 films together on UFOs. But Richard Shaw and I broke the story. Hmm. We broke the story over a decade ago, well over a decade ago, about what happened to Robert Salas at the Malmstrom Air Force Base. It's in the book, Rungs of Disclosure. But the bottom line is, Salas is about 60 feet underground. He's in the command center. That base, the Malmstrom base in Montana, has 10 intercontinental ballistic missiles in silos. They're sitting there. And the whole idea, this is the Cold War. This is before the collapse of the Soviet Union. And those missiles are always on the ready. And the UFO appears over the gate, and the guy at the gate is totally freaked out. This thing is orange and it's pulsing, and he can see windows, blah, blah, blah. And it switches off all 10 intercontinental ballistic missiles. How is that possible? How is it possible? So, in my opinion, and here's how I write about this in the book, I've talked about this incessantly. 45, you have Hiroshima, Nagasaki. 47, you have the Roswell incident. But what is Roswell? And there's a whole chapter on this in Rungs of Disclosure. Roswell is where the 509th Bombing Group was stationed. What is the 509th Bombing Group? Those are the guys that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. 47. So 45, the bomb. 47, the Roswell event. 48, Israel becomes a nation. And here's the prop. And guess what? Israel becomes a nation. The entire UFO phenomenon just takes off like this. Cattle mutilations, crop circles, abductions, everything starts after four. I mean, there was stuff before that, but it goes on like pedal of the metal after 48. Why? Because the enemy knows. Because these are not extraterrestrials, first of all. These are interdimensional entities with a very nefarious agenda. And the enemy now knows he's in the window of time where this is it. This is sort of my last stand. And he knows this. He's not been deposed from the second heaven, but he will be soon. So the bottom line, in my opinion, is that when they show up, everything changes. And they show up because of a nuclear event. When you think about this, the entire globe is connected because mm-hmm. of the internet, completely connected. You and I are talking via the net right now.
Right.
You couldn't do this 30 years ago. This is a pipe dream. But now we do it and we don't think anything of it. We're all connected. You have a nuclear device going off anywhere on this planet, that creates the greatest climate of fear that humanity has ever collectively experienced. And that's when they show up as our space brothers. And there's a whole chapter in the book, Rungs of Disclosure. Remember, I'm saying this a priori. I'm telling you ahead of time what is about to happen. I felt the Lord gave me a word, and I'm hesitant to say this because it's not really, I mean, it's nothing new, but he took something, a phrase I've used forever, and another phrase I used in 1999 and put them together. And I'm going, well, is this it? Is this what I'm supposed to be telling people for 2025? And I haven't gotten an answer yet, but I feel like this might be it. And you've heard me say this, UFOs are real, burgeoning, and not going away. That's the first part. The second part is, this is the coming great deception. UFOs are real, burgeoning, not going away. This is the coming great deception, the strong delusion. And I got to tell you, John, I think we're really close to something. I mean, you know, Stephen Greer has gone on the record now with this whole, they're benevolent, they're our space brothers, we need to meditate. And I'm going like, yikes, you know, he's, in my opinion, with all due respect to Stephen, he's completely out to lunch. These are not our space brothers. You know, it's not good to kidnap a five-year-old and implant them. It's not good to impregnate women against their will and basically rape them. And as Al Matthews says in our fourth film on abductions, I'll show you a little prop here, but this is the 10-box DVD set right there, all 10 DVDs. And Al Matthews in number 4 on abduction says, these are not our friendly space brothers. You know, that you're kidnapped and you're raped. That's what's going on. So, you know, Mr. Greer can talk about whatever he wants. And, you know, he'll just, well, the abductions are really done by the U.S. military. Sometimes there are U.S. military involved because of the quid pro quo, but they have nothing to do with the breeding program. And he's unaware of prophecy, which tells us that their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. Daniel 2:43. So we are in this very, very strange moment in time. And here's the deal. North Korea's got the bomb. I believe Iran has the bomb. I really do. I believe they've already got it. Russia has the bomb. Russia's got dirty nukes. Who knows what's over there? I mean, this whole thing about, you know, Saddam's got weapons of mass destruction. Well, that was a complete canard. There were no weapons of mass destruction. You know, once again, they're just lying to the American people. And, you know, did his chemical weapons go to Syria? I mean, who knows? Who knows what the truth is, right? And yeah. In this day and age, it's hard to tell. But all it takes is one nuke. Pakistan has nukes. India has nukes. You know, I mean, it's like, China's got nukes. North Korea, I already said that. But all it takes is one going off anywhere, which creates the greatest climate of fear, which we all watch together going, oh, my gosh, are we all going to die, right?
Right.
And this is why the drones, because if they say anything, it goes global instantaneously. You know that. Mm-hmm. It's on everybody, just the whole, the media, the mainstream media is no longer relevant. They're still trying to figure that out, but they're no longer relevant. That's nobody cares what, you know, some Spock's idiot says on Fox News or whatever. They're millions of dollars paid salary every year, where other people are actually on the ground, boots on the ground, and people like me, people like you.
Right. You know, I get more breaking news from X, formerly Twitter, than pretty much anything else. I mean, that's people are able to I still don't know exactly what to call it yet. It used to be tweeting, but I guess posting about things that have happened, you know, quicker than they are able to make a video or, you know, write an article or do anything about it. They're able to get that information out fast. And one of the things that has been really very interesting is I put together a little bit of a compilation about a week or so ago of what you have been talking about regarding Damascus. Now, last year, around this time, we did an interview about what God was saying to you about the year 2024. And you talked about the word that God gave you was no flesh, no sin, no death, no sting. Hail to the King, hail to the King, hail to the King.
Right.
And but in that as well, you talked about some of the things that you foresaw, not necessarily prophetically, it's like speaking about that, but looking at the Bible and prophetically saying this could happen in our day and age. And you spoke about Damascus, and that has caught a lot of people's attention, put together a compilation about that from just kind of like updates. And literally over that weekend, like Damascus had fallen to the rebels. And I saw a video of maybe a weapons outpost or something in Damascus, and blow up almost like a nuclear bomb. With what has happened recently, LA, tell us your thoughts.
Well, it's, you know, for the longest time, prophecy buffs, we look at this, we know Isaiah 17 is going to happen. What was written will come to pass. What was foretold is unfolding. So I have friends who don't look at prophecy the way I look at it and go, see, you know, so Damascus now has been taken, Assad's gone, you know, happy days are here again. And I'm going, not so fast, citizen. You don't know what's about to happen with Damascus. For the longest time, we thought, I used to think that, you know, Israel, because Israel's already threatened to destroy Damascus. But what if that's not the case? What if Damascus is destroyed by other nations around there? Because this whole thing is extremely complex. For instance, the Druze in Syria want to be part of Israel. Isn't that interesting, right? Mm-hmm. They're saying, hey, can we come in? For the first time in thousands of years, over 2,000 years, the Israelis now control Mount Hermon. That's huge. Why? Yeah. Because the 200 watt, this is, it's very complex, but it goes like this. The Book of Enoch, the 200 watcher angels descended where? They descended on Mount Hermon. Where does Jesus go for the transfiguration? In my opinion, Mount Hermon. And that thing is lit up for hours. I got this from a friend of mine, an archaeologist over. I've been to the site, the Temple of Baal, next to Nimrod's fortress, ancient megalithic site, just destroyed. And then, you know, the new Nimrod's fortress is built. But in front of the fortress is the ruins of something. It's all megalithic. The stones are absolutely humongous. That's where Jesus comes back down, and the crowd is there. Why is there a crowd there? Because they've been watching the light show all night. This is not a five-minute deal. This is why Peter goes, hey, let's build booths. Let's tabernacle here. Because, you know, this is going on for a period of time. Jesus is talking with Moses and Elijah. The Father's overshadowing all of it. It's just like, it's the supernatural on steroids. It's unbelievable. So for the first time in thousands of years, Israel now controls Mount Hermon. And Mount Hermon was the place where the 200 watcher angels came down, which, in the words of Chuck Missler, started all the mischief. That's where the Nephilim comes from those 200 watcher angels. This is the work of David Flynn. When you go from Mount Hermon to Roswell, New Mexico, there's a connection.
Okay. You're going to have to enlighten us a little bit. Connect a few dots there.
It's a very complex mathematical deal that David Flynn did, but it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. He talks about latitude and longitude and everything else on Hermon and how it relates to Roswell. He wrote a paper on this years ago, and it stood the UFO community on its head. People are going, oh my gosh. And he's not with us anymore. Mm-hmm. I talk about it in, it's number two. It's in the UFO film number two, where we sit down and with other witnesses and talk about this, either two or three. And we do this whole interview with David Flynn's brother and how the connection, also the crop circle that ties in. It's so complex. It's just bizarre. But they're signaling exactly what's going on. So there's definitely a connection between Roswell, New Mexico, and Mount Hermon. There's definitely a connection. And I find it interesting that, what was it? Just recently, right? And all of a sudden the drones appear?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a connection here? Very, very possibly. So why I think right now what we're looking at is the whole, it's all complex. Damascus, Mount Hermon, what we see with the drones, end time prophecy. It's all like this. It's all, and you know, I'm just one guy here. I don't have all the answers. Nobody does, which is why we watch. But that's some profound stuff is happening here.
Yeah, and we need to keep our eyes to the headlines as well as what the Bible says, because we need to have the newspaper and X on one hand and our true news source, the Bible, in our other hand, and be able to look at those things and see this is lining up, and the time is coming near for sure. Mm-hmm. We know that the end is coming. And we don't have to fear the end, but you're saying that also that this is the coming great deception, LA.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of discernment about this. How do we protect ourselves from being deceived?
Well, when the so-called space brothers come back and all the neo-Darwinists will be jumping up and down going, yay, they will tell us that they created all life on this planet. See, we have a mystery. And, you know, the Word tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word, the Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he holds all things together. Colossians, first Colossians, he holds all things together. He is before all things, and he holds all things together. He speaks everything into existence. Jesus is the creator of everything. How does that work? But the Darwinists go, oh, no, you know, Jesus is just a myth. It never happened. And by the way, how can nothing just pop out of nothing? How can this whole thing just happen? So, you know, we must have a creator, but it's not God. Maybe it's from, you know, Zeta Reticuli or Epsilon Eridani. These space brothers are coming and they seeded us here. That's called panspermia. They seeded all life on this planet. And the reason why they think that is because they look at the deoxyribonucleic double helix of life, the DNA molecular structure, and realize, this thing just didn't happen by itself. Somebody somewhere created it. And so they're looking out to the planets going, you know, where are you? And that's why when they show up and they say, we seeded all life on this planet. We created early man. We genetically manipulated him. That's the deception. That's the lie. And millions of people will believe the lie because they don't understand what the biblical prophetic narrative is. They think they know Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. So if you think you know Jesus and you don't know him, then you don't know him. That sounds like an understatement, but it's really true. So people go, I know Jesus. Well, do you have a personal relationship? Well, really, what's that? Well, then you don't know him. Because if you don't have a personal relationship with him, then you don't know him. If you think you know him, but you don't know him, then you don't know him. Real simple. And many people in the churches today have no idea who he really is. There's no personal relationship with him. You know, and so when they show up, you know, they will say, we created all life on this planet. We genetically manipulated early man. We started the world's religions. We started the world's civilizations. Now at this critical juncture in human history, what's the critical juncture? A nuke going off. Boom. That's when they show up. That's their trigger, in my opinion. That's conjecture. Underline the word conjecture. But that's what I think their trigger is, which makes sense because now we can explain the obsession that these entities have with the nuke sites. They're always monitoring it. And they show up right after Nagasaki and Hiroshima, you know, and they go where? To Roswell, 509th Bombing Group. And Roswell was connected to Mount Hermon, where the two Watcher angels fell. It's just like, it's enough to short circuit you. I mean, it really is. It's cosmic. And out of the saucers, Jesus comes out, Muhammad comes out, Buddha comes out, Confucius, they're all waving to the crowd. And here come the avatars, you know. I mean, that's conjecture. But the New Agers are already talking about it.
Wow, there's so much to be looking out for. We're not going to be able to get into this today because we don't know enough about it yet. But the Pope is supposedly opening 5 portals on Christmas Eve, I believe. And so is this some sort of a strange... I don't even know what to call this yet, but that might be for another day to talk about this as we find out more. But another thing to be keeping a watch out for, I know that the Vatican actually has priests ready to deal with the alien brothers that they say are coming. And so people are getting ready and we need to be getting ready too. We don't want to be falling prone to this deception that the Bible is warning us about. LA, any closing thoughts?
Yeah, you just said right here, this is the sixth rung on the ladder. See, this is why you guys need to get the book right here. Let me see if I can sell that. See that? So it's saying NASA is hiring priests, preparing for contact. I mean, this is it. This is, you know, it's probably the most important book I've ever written. And it's, you know, every author says that, but this is it. It's a culmination of 30 years of watching the phenomena and rungs of disclosure, lamarzulli.com, or you can go on Amazon and get it. But everything we talked about, a lot of what we talked about is in the book. Why would NASA, never a straight answer, why would NASA be hiring priests? You know, we need to prepare for, we need to prepare for contact. I mean, this, everything, the signals are there. But the church, most of the church is completely unaware. And I want to thank Charisma. I really do, because, and I want to thank you, because you're the guy that started all this with Charisma. You are. And I know what happened. You know, you guys saw on the trail of the Nephilim and you were stealing the book from the, from what's her face's desk and all passing it around, and one thing led to another. And here we are. It's all your fault, John.
It is. I'm happy to claim that for sure.
But I thank you for it, because, you know, without you, this book wouldn't be published. And I just thank God Charisma is doing it. And I know that we're in our third printing. I know that they're having trouble keeping it in stock.
Yeah.
And now with everything going on, it's like, you know, folks, you know, where else are you going to get biblical answers? Rungs of the scroll. Yeah. So there you go.
And I think we might need to be printing your or publishing your updated prophecy.
Prophecy of the Supernatural. Yeah. I think that's.
That might need to be the follow-up to Rungs of Disclosure.
We'll see.
Well, Ali Marzulli, thank you so much for taking the time
to give us
an update today.
You got it. God bless you, sir.